driven by Hunter City Motor Group. The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Oh, and we're here for a feel-good Friday. How's the team vibe this morning?
I'm good today.
Yeah, it's good. Ari, how are you?
Oh, I wish I was in the same boat as Scott. He's got like a flavoured milk over here. Is it a coffee?
Yeah, flavoured iced coffee.
Oh. What a treat for a Friday.
Living good.
Look, discount last night picking up dinner.
Oh!
Nice one, huh?
Yellow tickets.
And if anyone can spot a discount...
if anyone can get a special, it's me.
At a supermarket especially.
Me.
Oh,
very
my
good.
God, stunning. How are you this morning? Ready to go, Ari?
A bit drowsy today.
That's all right. That's all right. It's a feel-good Friday.
Yeah, that's right. I'll pick it up. I'm not looking too good either, but that's okay. Good thing that no one can
great.
See me except you,
look
you guys.
Great. Oh, you look
thanks.
Great. Don't worry about that.
Oh, thanks.
I've had a very romantic start to the day. Yeah, so I woke up this morning, a bit drowsy, ready to go, but sort of whatever. Mm-hmm. Walk out to the kitchen because we've had a few like call in six from the shop.
Okay.
So I've been working the shop straight after here. Out there, Emmy has packed a little like picnic lunch for me to take. little snacks and a drink and everything.
God, she's good.
Oh my God. I was like, I felt so loved.
You're
this
a lucky
morning.
Bloke.
Yes.
You are a
very,
lucky man.
Very loved.
So did she do this the night before, ready for you?
No,
this morning?
I think
no?
When she must have got up to feed Esme during the night.
Yep.
She just sort of went, you know what, I'm just going to put it together. It was there in a little basket and everything.
You sure it was for you? She's made it for herself.
It did say, Mark, don't touch.
Now you've picked it up and taken it to work and she's going, well, there are my plans for the day.
Actually, she is supposed to go for a picnic today, so I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, no, that's lovely. Yeah. What a great thing to wake up to.
Oh, yeah. My God, I feel amazing.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
And I'm not sure why I'm so fascinated by this, but the push from the Ukrainians into Russia.
Yeah,
is
you're
just,
following it.
I'm following it very closely, and it's just astonishing what's going on. I feel like this could be a big turn in history right now, like what's happening.
So they're taking the fight back into Russia?
They've moved a long way. They've taken over 1,000 square kilometres.
Jeez.
Which is a huge amount. I mean, we're talking about like the size of Belgium or something in a week. Yeah.
Crazy.
It's actually so extraordinary what's happening. And of course, because we live in the time we live in, it's all documented in like 1080p, you know, high quality video. And there's journalists are in Russia now from the Ukraine.
Wow.
Like doing reports and stuff.
Mm.
It's big, guys.
If they're
is all I'm saying.
If they're all losing land and gaining land, can't he just call it and say, nope, stop?
Well,
you'd think so.
And that's what even the American politicians are saying that now.
He being the Kremlin, of course.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You know, you brought this on yourself. Let's just call it a day.
Call it a day. Don't let bygones be bygones. No. Terrible atrocities have been committed. But
sure.
Stop the bloodshed. Just
please.
Stop.
Yeah, you can see what's happening. Anyway, it's just so interesting the time we're living in. And this is a big development. That's all I'm saying. And I'm just so interested by it. I can't like turn off it almost.
War.
Yeah, it is hell. It is hell, but history is happening right now.
Yeah, in front of our eyes.
And exactly.
More to come, I'm sure. Like, this is not like, obviously not the last you'll hear of
no,
it.
No, it's only like a week into this part of it. So who knows what will happen over coming weeks. Hopefully a peaceful resolution.
Fingers crossed.
As soon as possible. That's all most people want.
Absolutely.
New FM. The Novos.
A ridiculous story out of Victoria yesterday. The headline reads, beloved lollipop man banned from high-fiving primary students after parent complaint. The essence of the story is John is a traffic beloved crossing supervisor. So in essence, lollipop man, you stop, walk across the crossing out the front of schools. We all know what that is.
Yeah.
We all have interacted with a lollipop person, particularly at the front of schools, at some point in our life. Now, John had a tradition of high-fiving students or kids at the primary school as they walked past. He has since been reprimanded for, and I quote, initiating unnecessary physical contact with children.
That's a high five.
Yeah.
Good vibes.
That's
right?
What I would have thought.
What an absolute shocker. Like, this guy, John, has previously won awards. He was Regional Four Crossing Supervisor of the Year for outstanding contributions to community safety.
I mean, I'm so glad that's an awards night.
Absolutely. Well, there's awards for everything. Yeah. But, again, full credit to John. He does his job and he does his job well.
Yep.
A petition has started to reinstate the high five as a community morale booster with over 500 people signing it. And this is at the time of the article written yesterday afternoon.
Where do I sign?
I reckon.
What the heck?
Yeah.
What the heck? You shouldn't have to get permission for a high five.
And hey, you know, wow. I'm sure if you don't want a high five, he's not making you.
He's not forcing you.
He's not offering. Hey, mate.
You want a high five?
Yeah.
And it all comes about because one parent complained. Now, at the, like, It all stinks to high hell. How bad would you feel as the kid?
Oh,
and that kid's got to go to school every day.
And be the one.
And be the one that ruined an experience for everyone else.
Mm.
And it probably wasn't the kid's fault.
Yeah,
no, of
that's
course not. It,
maybe that kid's just told the parent, oh, you know, I get a high five when I go across. And they've gone, not on my watch, you don't.
Shocking.
I'm a fun ruiner.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Look, it's not good.
Hopefully he gets his high fiving, you know, reinstated.
Because
that seems like a, in this day and age, let's have a bit of fun, shall we?
Well, they're calling it as the cherished lollipop man that it is for morale, as you were saying, Ari. It's joy. It gives kids a bit of a hype up. They look forward to it on their way to and from school.
Makes them feel kind of cool too.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's some sort of interaction. It's a figure that is there to look after the kids and make sure that the cars are stopping, to have some sort of relationship where you know that you can be trusted around him as an adult in society, in a figure of safety. Come on, you've just ruined that.
Yeah.
For all the kids at this school, what a shocker.
Hopefully he gets his rights to high five back. Because
it does sound ridiculous,
but that's the world we're living in. Let's have a bit of joy in it, shall we? Mm. Please.
UFM. The Novos.
Now, we've pretty much heard it all. You know, everyone gets benefits and perks at work. But in order to help employees get a better work-life balance, a Chinese retail businessman has actually introduced what he calls an unhappy leave. How cool is this?
What does that even mean?
This is fun. So the founder and chairman of what's called Pang Dong Lai, a retail chain, has announced that employees would now be able to apply for an additional 10 days off with leave at their convenience. So basically, if you
feel at least an extra, if you're unhappy.
If you're stressed, if you're, you know, discontented is another word that they're throwing around, you can actually utilize this policy to take an extra couple of days.
Oh, my God.
So the best way to feel less stressed is to not go to work.
Yeah.
So you have to catch it up all later on. That's the best way to do it.
Well, so true. And the question, obviously, that comes to a lot of people's mind when they're hearing this is, how is this not open for abuse?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, okay.
Like, you're people that are just going to go, I'm unhappy, take the day off.
Oh, sorry, I don't feel like coming into work today, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I feel unhappy, I'm not coming to work. Yeah, I'm happy because I'm not in work.
By the time you take your 10 days off for unhappy leave, your 8 days off for sick leave, and then your 4 weeks off of annual leave, half the year's gone.
Well, that's true.
I'd be very happy about that.
A lot of people would be happy about now.
Your whole workplace would have changed by then. You have no idea what's going on.
And by then, you go, oh, now I have to go back to work. It's a new year. Oh, I'm unhappy about that. I'll have my first 10 days at least. The whole cycle starts again.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very, you know, conducive. But apparently this boss believes that it's going to create a happier workforce and more sustainable business. So good luck to him.
Yeah, I'll say. There'll be no one there. 100% happiness rating. Done.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group. The Novos. UFM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good. All right, here's a tip if you're single and on the dating apps, you're wanting to know, is this person I'm looking at really as tall as they say?
Mm.
So apparently this is a big problem for ladies. They'll see a guy that's put, you know, he's 6 foot and he turns up he's not.
Funny you should mention this, though, because, like, dates that I have been on in the past, like, even my partner now, like, they have asked me, does my height frustrate you? Like, is it a problem? I'm thinking, should it be a problem?
Well, a lot of people it is. They want somebody who's tall, right?
Okay.
Here's how you figure it out. You get a couple of the photos off their profile, screenshot them, put them into ChatGPT and say, approximately how tall is this person? And that bases it on things in the background or whatever and tells you how tall they are.
Jeez. That's harder. Oh, it's easier than the technique that I would have gone with.
Should we test this out? Because I've actually got a subscription to ChatGPT.
Sure.
Yeah. We should try this out, guys.
That's a bit of fun, a bit of an experiment. But, yeah, apparently it works. And you can weed out the people that are lying about their height.
I thought the other option was you take a photo of them with a selfie. That way they've got a selfie. So you take that photo and then you take the phone and you see how high the phone is in relation to them. And then it's like if they are in the photo 16 phones tall, then you find out the length of the phone and work it out from there because the phone would be to the same scale as them in the picture.
Smart.
Have you done this before, Scott?
No, but I've seen it. I've seen it in action. And
there you go.
That's just depressing.
Because then you got to work out the model of phone. Copy-paste four photos, I think, is easier. Go, how tall is this person?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah,
just another way the government's trying to get information.
Big conspiracy theorists over here.
New FM. We're going to want to remember the Novos on this day.
Let's take a look back at all the things that happened on this day for Feel Good Friday, August 16.
All of them.
Oh, well, the most important ones at least. Sure. August 16, here we go. In 1904, New York City begins building Grand Central Station.
Oh, that is an incredible build.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. You see that the architecture is incredible, the scale of it. Just to stand in it and look around, like you go down to South Newcastle, aka Sydney, you know, the main railway station there, Central. That's big.
Yeah, it's huge.
Then you stand in Grand Central, you go, wow.
Right.
It's a little pipsqueak station.
Here's one for you. I went to Grand Central Station with an architect.
Oh, that's really fun.
That was rare. I met an architect when I was traveling. I met him in a hostel in NYC.
Yeah.
And we went and checked out Grand Central Station together.
He would have been nerding out.
He was frothing at the mouth. Really? He was loving it. And it was so interesting chatting to a very good, like, I don't know the standards for a good architect, but he was passionate about his job.
Yeah.
And could talk really well about why and how. And
oh, what a fun day.
It was actually a real fun experience.
Yeah, cool.
Learning buildings.
There we go. Educational. I love that. In 1981, on this day, the highest score in World Cup soccer match history came about. New Zealand beat Fiji 13-0.
Jeez.
13-0.
13 doesn't seem like a high number, does it?
No. Yes, it does.
The Tillies got close. Didn't the Tillies do like 9-0 or something recently? 8-0,
9-0?
Like yeah.
Yeah.
I wish it was like basketball, 180 or whatever. How good would that be?
That's a lot of goals.
That would be so fun.
You should watch AFL Crevo. They go into the 150s.
Yeah. New sport for Crevo.
Yeah, I like high scoring sports.
Well, there you go. There's one for you. Also, August 16 in 2003, Cristiano Ronaldo staying on the soccer bandwagon.
Sure.
At 18 years old, made his debut for Manchester United and the Premier League in a 4-0 home victory over the Bolton Wanderers. So there you go.
Did he get any of those goals?
I didn't actually look it up.
Okay.
Surely.
He's one of the best players in the world.
He was a gun since the start, wasn't he?
Yep. And a good-looking one at that. Okay, in 2018, Scarlett Johansson was dubbed the world's best paid actress of the year, earning $40.5 million, according to Forbes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What year was this?
2018. Just before
40.5 million.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
See, Endgame, Robert Downey Jr. got 75 mil for Endgame.
So it must be a female actress.
Yeah, best paid actress of the year, yeah. Gosh, she's a good
They need to get the pay parity.
Get the pay parity. Come on, what are we doing?
Yeah, come on, it's 2024.
Also, in the year 2018 on this day, the world's first floating dairy farm opens in the Netherlands with 40 cows milked by robots.
Well, that is very interesting.
Yeah, it is. I thought I liked that one.
Yeah.
Moving on to birthdays now. Madonna turns 65 today. Steve Carell, famous actor, he's 61, while director James Cameron celebrates his 69th birthday today.
Jeez, he looks old for 69, I reckon.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. I think he's aged badly.
Probably because all the stress he's under with all these
films. Yeah, it's probably because I'd say he's a perfectionist.
Yeah.
If you look at his movies, and all the details stress him out, and it shows.
Fair enough.
Well, get some Botox.
I suggest that, Primo.
Why not? Watch me.
Not like you couldn't afford it.
Yeah, I know.
take after Madonna. Okay, and wrapping things up on August 16, it is National Rum Day today. So a bit of Jack Sparrow, loving this, and also National Roller Coaster Day. Not about that. Don't do roller coasters well.
I like both.
Oh,
preferably
okay.
At the same time.
Oh, God, no.
I want a coconut rum. Give me a Malibu any day of the week.
Yeah,
I'm a Malibu Coke guy through and through.
21-year-old lady.
21, 18, mate. We're going back.
A Malibu classic. Oh, my God. I haven't even heard of that drink in a long time. What fun.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, we spoke about a tortoise that escaped from a garden in England and got on a train and ended up like 20 kilometres away in a different area because the train was travelling quickly, obviously. Mm. It's like it felt like a year 3 maths problem. How far would the tortoise travel if it first walked 1 mile and then got on a train which is going 50 miles an hour?
Right. That'll be the next Naplan, will it?
Yeah, I think it might be. This one, though, hasn't gone quite as far, but the story is almost as good. A large tortoise, how about this? A large tortoise that escaped from an ostrich ranch has been saved from potential fatal encounter after it was recovered alongside a busy Arizona highway.
Why are these tortoises putting themselves in dangerous situations? Is it part of their makeup?
I don't know.
The ultimate thrill seeker. We've got the shell. We can handle anything.
That's right. We carry our home on our back.
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe tortoises are sort of like your grey nomad types.
What does that mean?
Like it at heart. A grey nomad's like the old people that get in caravans and travel around Australia.
Oh. They have no fixed address.
Yeah, that's
right.
They
just live in a van.
They just live in their caravan and they're like, oh, we're in, Port Macquarie again. How fun.
AKA Crevo's future.
Oh, jeez.
Quite possibly. We'll see.
Genuine side note, would not be surprised. Anyway. If you told me you bought a Winnebago, I'd go, yeah,
right. Sounds about right.
Checks out.
Yeah. Could be in my future. I am very old. Now, they found this tortoise waddling along the side of the highway in Arizona. Two cops picked it up and they went, that's a tortoise in the wrong place. Right? Anyway, on its back, it had like a name label, like a return to sender type address.
If found, please return.
Literally says, return to the ostrich ranch, which already is strange. The tortoise is called Stitch. Which is very cute, right? On the Interstate 10, and apparently had been inching its way along the road because they're so slow.
God bless him.
Well, how long has it been going? Because it's already gone like 7 miles from its house.
Oh, he's lost.
I don't think so. I think they just...
He's making a getaway.
Making a very slow getaway.
Should have called him Speedy.
And if he'd taken his return to sender label off, he might have got away further. There's his, rookie errors right there. Look, overall, I am happy he's safe home. But it does beg the question, why do all these tortoises have such a, such itchy feet?
And begs the question, what's going on with tortoise treatment that they feel the need to escape?
Ooh. Well, another good question to be asked.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Look, we do bring you a lot of news on this show. Sometimes it's important, sometimes it's absolutely useless.
But
I'm speaking for myself, it's okay. This one is actually quite interesting. So obviously, if you remember late last year, beloved Friends actor Matthew Perry, yes, unfortunately he passed away. Well, new information has been released this morning that apparently 5 arrests have just been made amid a drug investigation into the death of Matthew Perry.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So over in America at the moment, taking place as we speak, the Department of Justice has said that investigation revealed a broad underground criminal network that could see like these 5 people actually having something to do with his death. The network included a live-in assistant. This is all alleged. Various go-betweens, including like 2 medical doctors and a major source of drug supply known as the Ketamine Queen and whatnot. So,
oh my God.
This is a lot of information.
And whatnot. I wonder what all that is. Jeez.
Well, look, it's a lot to unpack. But yeah, you can definitely follow it. There's multiple stories out there online at the moment if you are interested. But thing is, though, getting justice. Matthew Perry will get justice.
Too little too late.
I know.
I would say.
Yeah, but,
LA,
it is difficult. Like, I watched like a couple episodes of Friends the other day, and just seeing him, like, yeah, he does leave a good legacy, though. He was a very funny actor.
Mm, very talented.
Yeah.
Sure. But it feels like he was a tortured soul.
Very tortured soul. A lot going on upstairs.
Yeah.
A lot going on.
Yeah, definitely. Wow, interesting to see all of that unfolding.
Yeah, if you need any help, Lifeline 13 11 14, give them a buzz.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
August 16, it is Men's Grooming Day today, so look at the scruffiness around your beard, shave up, make yourself look nice and pretty. We're celebrating all things men's facial hair today, and very, very simple. There's no right or wrong answer here. Ask them the question on 4967 4105. What are your thoughts on men's facial hair? Do you rate it? Do you hate it? Around the team.
Is it hot or not? I like a beard. I don't grow a great one, but I think a well-trimmed beard, it looks fantastic.
I appreciate that. I can appreciate someone else's beard, but I don't really like a beard on me.
Why is that?
I don't know. I grow a semi-decent beard, but it grows very slowly.
Oh.
And so you need to wait and wait and wait and wait, and it takes forever, and I don't have that much patience. I would rather shave it off and start again.
It's quite... the other thing I find, right, when you go to lay down on a pillow, a bit scritchy.
Oh.
It pokes back into your face.
Do you ever get to a point, Crevo, where you've got... a little bit too much 5 o'clock shade, a bit too much stubble hanging around, and then you constantly just like I washed my beard, and then when I do grow a little bit of a beard, I do wash it and keep it clean, but the hair is just annoying. It itches, it scratches, it tickles, and you go, get it off me.
Last night, I got rid of it. Last night.
Yeah, right.
Because it was too annoying. I was like, I don't want to lay on my pillow tonight unless I shave this thing off.
I didn't know this was an issue for you guys.
Hugely so.
Definitely.
Now,
definitely.
Ari, what are your thoughts on facial hair on men?
Look,
All
women, doesn't matter.
Why discriminate?
That's right. I think, like, well-groomed, like what you were saying. Okay, it can look all right. Too much of a beard, though, if it's like a full-on hanging down past, like, you know, your Adam's apple or whatever, then it's
Ned
too
Kelly
much.
Beard. Ned Kelly beard.
Ned Kelly beard, a bit too much. But personally, as a woman, I don't like to, you know, be with a man or be intimate with a man or whatever it is that has like a beard or a mustache because it scratches me.
Right.
Yeah, so, okay, so fair enough. Yeah.
I don't like touching it.
And you know what? If you're out there in the dating world, you can have whatever taste you want.
Good.
That's fine.
Well, that's also true. And when you're swiping, you can just swipe past the ones with the facial hair, which I have done.
Everyone, right? Yeah. That's what you go to.
What about singling it down from just generic facial hair? The mustache, the old no on the upper lip, the hairy caterpillar.
Hot or not?
100% hot. 100% hot.
You see a man with a mustache and you go,
I think it's great.
Looks good.
I think it's great. If you've got a pathetic mustache, no. And I feel sorry, right? I'm fortunate to have dark facial features.
Yeah.
I've got dark hair, dark eyebrows. And so if I grow a mo, it is very distinguishable. Like,
okay.
you can notice it.
Yeah.
I've got friends of mine that are blonde. They're like, look at my beard, look at my mo. And I'm like, where?
Just little bits of fluff.
All right. This is sort of what we're after here. 4967-4105.
The phone lines are open. We're also taking your votes on our Instagram page at @thenovos_ for Men's Grooming Day. Do you rate or hate the facial hair? 83% of people rating it.
Really?
And of that 83%, my partner Britt's in there. And I don't have a beard. So maybe I need to have a good hard look at myself.
I think so.
She's trying to tell you something, Scotty.
You should grow a very thin mustache is what I think you should grow.
He'd lock me up for that. Lock me up. Michael's in Fletcher. G'day, Michael. Rate or hate?
Good.
Good morning. What are your thoughts?
Definitely rate it. I have a beard currently. I shave once a year because I participate in November. I think it's a great cause, raising money.
Yep.
It's a bit of fun.
Yep.
And, like most gentlemen, I grow a beard, so my missus has a soft, warm spot to sit down.
Oh, there we go. You know what? And sometimes you just need a bit of comfort in life, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes you do.
Apparently. Let's wrap this up with Jen in Maryland. Good morning, Jen. Do you rate or hate the facial hair?
Good morning, Rivers. Happy Friday.
Hey, yes, to
Happy
you too,
Friday,
Jen.
Friday.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right, so
not
Jen, what are your thoughts?
Not all men suit beards. Not all men suit them. I got to tell you now, you see some guys and they just don't suit it, yeah?
Okay.
However, me, I mean, I don't mind a beard, but, I mean, you know, Theo says intimate moments, you can always pull it out next, you know, go strong with that.
Right.
Or I prefer the 3-day growth, you know?
Oh.
The shadow.
Yeah, just a little bit of shadow.
Kind of love a lot of shadow.
It frames the face a little bit, Jen, do you think?
Say that again.
It frames the face, do you think?
Oh, amen to that, sister. Yeah. Yep, hubba, yeah. Hubba.
Jesus.
105.3 UFM.
The Novos.
Lowest.
It's a feel-good Friday. Let's win some prizes. 4967-4105. Playing Lowest to Lux. It's very, very easy. Three items. Put them in order from the cheapest to the most expensive. Bada bing, bada boom. Selena in Aberglasen. How are you doing this morning?
Great, and how are you?
Oh. Fantastic.
Wonderful.
Couldn't be better for a Feel Good Friday. So, Selena, today is National Tell a Joke Day.
Oh, dear.
So, straight off the bat, Selena, here's a joke for you. Why'd the bicycle fall over?
Don't know. Because he couldn't hold his balance?
No, because he was too tired.
Oh.
Absolutely terrible. Yeah, don't give him a pity laugh, Selena. It gets you no more points in Lowest to Lux.
Selena is all about it. Selena and Aberglasen has a great sense of humour.
Okay, well, I don't know about that.
Three items supportive for you, Selena. They all have something to do with jokes.
Uh-oh.
All right, you ready to go?
Yeah, okay.
Beautiful. A dad joke loading t-shirt. So it's a picture of like a loading bar that you see on your computer and says dad joke loading from threadheads.com. It's a t-shirt.
Okay.
That's item number one. Item number two is a seriously silly joke book for kids, boys and girls aged 7 to 12 from Amazon. And the third item is a ticket to tonight's Friday night comedy stand-up gig at the Newcastle Comedy Club. Three items. You got a dad joke loading t-shirt, a joke book, and a ticket to tonight's Friday night comedy at the Newcastle Comedy Club. Cheapest to the most expensive. The floor is yours, Selena and Aberglasen.
Okay, I think it'd be the kids book would be the cheapest. Then you'd go to the t-shirt, and then you'd go to the... Oh, it could be a close one between the t-shirt and the show, but I reckon t-shirt, then the show.
That's t-shirt, then the show. Are you sure you want to lock that in?
Now I'm on doubt. Amazon's pretty dear, isn't it? So maybe swap around then. So I'll go to the book, the show, and then the t-shirt. And if you show up to me, I don't know.
Okay, we're locking in.
She's panicking.
I'm having the best day ever listening to you, Selena.
I'm gonna take it on face value there that you said the Joker's book is the cheapest, then the tickets to the comedy club, then the t-shirt. That's what your final answer was, all right,
yep,
Selena?
Let's go.
Yay.
Beautiful. The Seriously Silly Joke for Kids book, Boys and Girls, aged 7 to 12 from Amazon, is $12.09.
Ooh, that's not bad.
That's cheap. Mm-hmm.
Tickets to tonight's Friday night comedy stand-up gig at the Newcastle Comedy Club, $37.99, which is good value for the comedy club, real good value.
Yeah.
Did you sharp me then?
I feel Selena, it is a feel good Friday.
I'm a bit scared now.
And on National Joke Day as well, a Selena in Aberglasen walks into a bar. You write the rest.
Get shoved. The final item, the dad joke loading t-shirt from threadheads.com, will set you back $45.
Oh, yes! Okay, I love you now.
Was there ever a doubt?
Yes, there was. Well done, Selena. You're our latest local winner. You're off to Rip It Mini Golf. Enjoy that family pass, all right?
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I just finished Night Shift from the mine, so, yeah, it'll be great.
Beautiful. Well, enjoy and have a great weekend.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
That's it. If you want to fill up your weekend with some fun things to do, listen up because I've got a full list ready to go. So first and foremost, the University of Newcastle today, the book fair has just started running through each day on the weekend all the way through to Tuesday next week. There's a wide range of secondhand books, CDs, DVDs, even sheet music, records and more in the Great Hall on Callaghan campus.
Now, this is one that I've never been to, but I've heard a lot about. You're going with your dad, right?
Possibly, yeah. It's a phenomenon.
Yeah, apparently it's absolutely massive.
Oh,
goes
look,
off.
It's affordable. Yeah, it's secondhand, but most of it's great quality. You fill up like a whole box full of stuff.
And a lot of people go to this thing.
Oh, yeah.
It packs out, I've heard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, big, big deal.
So today, get yourself along to the early bird hour at 4 p.m. So this is the first day that it's on. Moving straight along to Em Rassiano, which was mentioned by Scott earlier. She's bringing her comedy show to the Newcastle Civic Theatre tonight. There's still tickets left. It starts at 7:55 p.m.
All right, so there we go.
She's very funny, Em Rassiano.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
I've heard very good a live performer. I've heard
She's done radio before, hasn't she? She would have.
Along the journey.
Along the journey, she'd have some stories to tell.
Definitely.
She's one of us. All right, moving on to Saturday. Dance the Night Away at Club Disco, and it's back at the Nui Hotel tomorrow night. Great DJs and drinks from 9 p.m. Also celebrate the 150th anniversary of World's End tomorrow at the Community Fun Day, featuring local talent and displays. There's going to be rides, there's going to be food, music, dance, performances, all of it from Nelson Street, 1 till 6 p.m.
World's End goes off.
Heaps going on in World's End at the moment too.
Yeah,
like the 150 year celebrations, they're not cutting corners with it. They're celebrating it, and
in a big way,
and good as it should. Yeah. As it should
they
be.
They even put in a new roundabout.
Better way to celebrate?
Have a better celebration.
And let's also never forget the time that Scott sang karaoke in World's End.
Oh,
I did. Yeah,
that was one of the most stunning performances. And no doubt there'll be some old-timey black and white photo of him doing that. Yeah, it's like posted up somewhere for part of the celebrations. Because, God, it was good.
Further in town, you can sample Hunter Valley wine, beer and spirits, as well as produce at Taste of the Hunter Valley.
Ooh, that sounds good.
In addition to all the tastings, there'll be cooking demonstrations and music. That's based at the station, corner of Scott Street and Watt Street in Newcastle.
Watt Street? Best street in town. That's what I heard.
Scott Street.
What street?
Yeah, okay. And also foodies and creatives can unite this weekend for the Curry Curry and Arts Festival.
Oh, that'll be good.
Mm. Yep. So this is based at Cole Brown Rotary Park in Curry, 5 p.m. till 10 p.m. Saturday. Sunday, also 10 a.m. till 3. Experience a hub of curry and culinary delights, as well as artistic expression, interactive workshops, and so much more. On Sunday, if you want more laughs, comedian Celeste Barber will bring her new show to the Newcastle Civic Theatre as well on Sunday night, starting at 7 p.m. And also the Wildlife Sunrise Breakfast, back at Nolkabar, the Hunter Valley Wildlife Park.
There's so much on. It's all on our Facebook page. Get involved, check it out, and enjoy our amazing region.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
The Novos. Feel good Friday.
Now, roadworks tend to ruin a lot of people's journeys.
It's very frustrating, especially when it goes for ages.
Oh, yeah, and like when there's events planned and everything like that.
Mm.
Well, brace yourself. The Melbourne Cup Parade has been axed once again for this year. It's not going ahead in the main area of Melbourne. Apparently, road repair works are taking place around the exact same time again this year. So this parade usually starts near the post office in Bourke Street Mall and then comes all the way down into Federation Square. Beautiful parade. You know, you've got all these
wonderful people. There's someone in a fancy hat.
Mm. There's always someone in fancy clothes, costumes, weird and wacky creatives are in there. You've also got stars of the show, the jockeys, the trainers, whatever. But yeah, apparently it's not going ahead again.
Surely they could find another road.
Just go somewhere else. There's more than one street in Melbourne.
That's famously. What I've heard.
Yeah.
Put them on a tram.
Apparently it's just really hard to block things off for a certain period of time. They need certain restrictions lifted, all that type of thing. But this parade wasn't like through that area since like before COVID hit. So they've had to change it every time.
So it's been years now. I reckon the people that are doing it, organising, have gone, actually, it's such a punish to get organised. Why don't we just go, blame roadworks, cancelled again.
See, maybe. This is why New South Wales is so much better than Victoria. Newcastle Marathon, City to Surf, we're not cancelling those big events because of the roads. We'll just close the roads off.
Yeah,
yep.
That's it.
Yep.
And you know what? We are better than them in so many ways.
So many ways.
Yeah, heaps better than Melbourne.
It's a big call.
Yeah. Change my mind if you can. You can't. let's move on.
Couldn't even if we tried.
That's it.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Online discussion caught my eye yesterday, asking the question, what food did your parents cook that you can no longer stomach, that you can no longer eat because of that? Either you just didn't like it, maybe they made it badly is another thing that happens.
Or it smells funky.
That's one. I just also, food used to be not as good. There just wasn't as many options, and things were just like overcooked and not done as well. People just didn't understand food as well in the past. I would like to straight up nominate a certain type of tofu. My dad, there's nothing wrong with tofu. I actually quite like it now. Mm-hmm. But my dad used to just make it badly. It was he used to grill it for a start, and he seasoned it wrong, and it would just be chewy and not taste very good. It just put me off for years. Mm. Years and years I couldn't stomach it. And one that was nominated like quite a lot was like stuff around like liver and stuff. Used to be a big dish that was eaten a lot, right? Because I guess it was cheap, and people used to love it, but it's very strong.
Yeah, it is.
And it can put you off for life. Do you guys have any that you would like to nominate? Ari, you go first.
Sure. One thing that comes to mind for me is Mum's, like, a beef stew, like a slow-cooked stew. But the thing is, like she makes, like, these flour dumpling things that she puts in the sauce, and they're really gluggy and licky. And then she, like, puts in, like, steak and kidney. So she puts kidney in there. Kidney beans.
Oh, yeah. Organ based. It's a no, right?
Yeah.
It's a no.
100%.
Puts you off for life if it's badly cooked or just not right. Yep. Do you have any, Scott, that you want to nominate?
You two are very brave for cooking your meals up in flames. I'm not brave enough to.
All right.
No, I'll throw one in. Again, Mum and Dad, great cooks. And again, honest truth. And they still make me a lot of meals. So, hey.
Yeah.
Take that. My grandmother, when we used to stay at my grandmother's house, would make a tuna veggie pie.
Oh,
what?
And I am not a fish guy.
Or a veggie guy.
I am a pie guy. But a tuna veggie pie, again, love my grandmother to pieces.
And that's the thing. You can have that caveat here and say, you love your parents. Most of the food they cook is great.
Yeah.
But what's that one thing that they stuffed up and it just is no good?
Well, it's to this day, I still, the only fish I'll eat is battered fish. Because it's 90% batter and oil.
That's right. And it's all been because of this, probably. That tuna and veggie pie.
Trauma.
No good.
Sorry.
Exactly. Starting off with Liz in Cessnock. What's your story?
My parents used to make lambs fry for dinner.
Oh,
and there were plenty of times that I missed out on having dessert.
Oh.
I didn't eat my lambs fry.
So is that, just to clarify, is that like liver or is that like brains?
Liver, as far as I know.
Oh, my God.
And it still just makes my stomach turn, the smell of it.
Oh, my God. It's very, very... That's an intense flavour, isn't it?
Lamb's fry is lamb offal, including testicles, liver, sweetbreads, hearts, kidneys. Australia, it is specifically the liver, but as a general thing, a bit of everything.
Potch meals.
All the bits. Yeah. I'll have none of them, thanks.
Absolutely. Sophie in Fletcher. Good morning, Sophie. What did you have?
Morning, guys. How you going?
Good. What food did you hate?
Oh, Mum, God love her. She used to cook pig trotters in a soup, so pig's feet, and she used to make it so it was like in a jelly. The soup would set, so you'd have this pig foot in your bowl, round a bowl, with this clean jelly. We've been scarred growing up. And like even now, if I look at pig and pig feet, I think of this, and it's like just makes you gag.
Yep.
And like in those days, you had to eat what was put in front of you.
Yep.
So my God.
I would just turn around the pig foot and have this trotter left in the bowl.
Oh, it just sounds awful, doesn't it? It doesn't even feel like real food.
Yeah, exactly.
At this point, does it?
No pig's trotters. No, thank you.
I mean, where would you even buy them? That's what I mean. Food?
Just butchers, right? Off-cuts.
Maybe, but food has just gotten better.
Oh, 100% of
that. You can't go to the supermarket and go, there they are next to the mince. It's just not like that anymore, One more, shall we?
Yeah, Nina's in Madawi. G'day, Nina. What's the meal you can't stand anymore?
Oh, hi, good day, guys. Growing up in my household, we were always told there were starving kids in Africa, so we had to finish what was on our plate, no matter what.
Yeah, sure.
And this always turned up when one of us seemed to have done something wrong, but my mother would boil cabbage, and we would have this floppy cabbage on the plate with no flavouring, and then she would boil bacon, so boil all the flavour out of it, and that would be floppy and pink.
Ew.
And no flavouring, and then put vinegar on it.
There is just nothing good about that meal, is there?
Sounds horrific.
You've got two, like, a vegetable and a meat there. That actually, if you make the bacon crispy,
yes,
and fry it up with, like, a bit of garlic and salt and stuff, mm-hmm, put it all together, it's actually quite good.
Yeah.
But just treating the food like that, it feels like a crime.
It does.
Geez, you can see why people don't touch these foods anymore.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
So usually my weekend starts on a Saturday morning with the housework that takes a couple of hours to do. That's just part of the routine.
That's because you're living at home.
Yes.
And there's like, you have to do these jobs.
Absolutely. Happy to do it because I do like a clean house, whatever. It feels like it's part of my routine. I love it. Anyway, so I come home yesterday and Dad's just like, I've already done most of the house, darling. It's okay. You just, you don't have to do any housework on Saturday. And I'm thinking, why? What's happening?
Yeah, that's strange.
So I went into the line of questioning. I'm like, Dad, what's happened? Are you okay? And he's just like, no. I just needed something to do, but busy on Saturday morning. I said, what? Okay. And he goes, and I want you to come with me. I'm like, where are we going? He's trying to drag me along to the football to keep him a little bit entertained. He's like, talk to me while I watch the football.
What game?
It's in Barnsley. No, it's in Barnsley. So it's,
that sounds like a good day out.
No.
It's a no for me.
No.
Just go and watch some football. What's wrong with that?
No, it's just, look, if I was going to go watch some, like, NPL or some A-League, maybe. But sometimes grassroots can be too grassroots. And just like, I want to watch some actual athletes.
Oh, that seems like a rough go on the team at Barnsley. Like,
they're just trying their best.
I honestly asked Dad, I said, do we have any family friends who are playing or whatever? And he goes, nah.
He just wants to go along.
He just wants some entertainment from me. I'm like, so
he's
okay.
He's a talent scout.
Well, that's maybe. Could well be.
I don't know. I might need more of an incentive to go. So, Dad, if you're bringing some brekkie too, let's go.
Oh, that's all you need. A bacon and egg roll.
The incentive was not having to do housework.
Yeah.
Well, he thought it was, but it wasn't enough.
Greedy is what I'm hearing. Greedy. You want to have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah. I'll let you be the judge of that.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, though, a story from Cahiba, the friendly grocer there, which is like a prominent store. Everyone in that little part of town definitely would have been there. Mm-hmm. Lovely people that work there. They do like great food and stuff as well. They have had somebody come in, a robber, break in while there was a staff member there and try to attack them to, I guess, take the money from the till.
Oh,
which
no
is
way.
Just awful no behaviour.
Yeah.
You know, there's no need for that. There is people in the community who will help you if you're hard up. There's no need to be taking stuff from people that work hard for their money.
That's right.
This staff member, though, there's footage that's been captured of him seeing this robber come in up behind the counter. He then grabs the first thing, I guess, that's near him, which happens to be a broom, and is able to fend off the robber, stop them taking anything, and chase them out of the shop with the broom.
Crazy.
Just a broom?
Just a broom.
Wow, that's impressive.
Swept him off his feet.
Well, yeah. Taking out, sweeping out the trash, yeah, if you will. Because, boy, oh, boy, you like to see when, I guess, this is really a good situation in that no harm was really done.
Good.
And the robber is kicked out and the money in the shop is and the business is safe.
Instant karma.
It certainly is. Because he cops a few broom whacks.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the footage. You can see it. It's up online on Instagram. If you just search for those sort of things, you'll come up. I'm just glad that the guy is safe, you know, that was working in the shop. Obviously, be safer if you are and some sort of robbery happens. But, you're happy to see that it's all's well that ends well, if you will, and nothing was taken from the shop.
Local legend.
Insane.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I would go as far as to say that. Local legend indeed. If you know more about this as well, Crime Stoppers is asking you to call for give more information. Check out the video on Instagram. Very interesting to watch.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Top of 20 for Newcastle. Showers about today. Down in Terrigal, though, right now, 16 degrees and cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
Reason I say that is because something very special is happening in our southern part of Newcastle, aka the Central Coast.
Yeah, Crown Plaza Terrigal. The Westpac Rescue Helicopter Service Leaders Leap. 22 leaders from across the region going to be taking the leap from Crown Plaza. And I'm guessing they're going to be abseiling down the side of it. And I could not think of anything worse.
Are you afraid of heights?
Lizards and heights? No, I'm not afraid of heights, but again, I'd rather, if I'm going to do, like, anything off heights,
make it from an airplane or make it from like bungee jumping so you can't see the ground. Like the ground's not right there.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. Right. It's freaking you out. What about you, Ari? Scared of heights? What's your fear?
A little bit. I have done abseiling before. Yeah. So it is fun. Don't get me wrong. Like as soon as like you're suspended there and then you start like walking down or jumping down, it is a lot of fun. So I think Joel will have a lot of good time with this.
He is going to have a great time with it. Joel, if you're only live and local, drive home in Newcastle. He's undertaking the leader's leap a little bit later on this morning. G'day, Joel. How are we doing?
Yeah, it's pretty high.
Yeah.
This is high. This is a lot higher than what they told me.
Yeah, and I heard they're using the best dental floss available as the string to hold you up. So we're all good, right?
No, the rope is really thin. It's not like really thick or anything. It's not like a tug-of-war rope. It's really thin. It's really high, too.
You
it's
are
really
selling
high.
It really, really well, Joel. You are.
It's really high. See, I had a build-up in my head. I'm going to look like Tom Cruise coming down the closing ceremony.
I was going to say, you have some Mission Impossible music playing on in the background there, Joel?
Well, I hope so. Really wish you were here with me, Ari.
Not a chance, my friend. Never again am I doing anything in the air with you again.
Yeah, obviously, this is for a great cause, and you've been raising money, and donation's still open, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can still donate. Just go to the Westpac Rescue Helicopters website there and just click on the Leaders Leap button. And you can donate to me. You can donate to any of the leaders because it's all going into the same bucket. So as much money as we can raise as possible. And look, there's plenty of people here and this is something that's been going for a number of years. So it's great to be a part of it, but bloody hell, it's high.
Yeah. Well, speaking of donations, Joel, you are currently ranked number 9 this year, which is a massive achievement.
Huge.
Just over $2,700 you've raised for the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Service. Overall, with the 22 leaders, $44,434 have been raised. Absolutely incredible, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Fantastic work. We thank you for taking one for the team.
Yeah, literally.
Going up the high man and jumping off with a bit of string on your leg or however they do it. I'd be too nervous, but you're a braver man than me, Joel, so well done, and thank you for that.
Yeah, I wish you were here too, Crevo.
I'd give you a
really high.
I'd give you a really cuddle high before you went down, don't worry.
Joel, you have a fear of heights, don't you?
Let's just say I'm not comfortable at heights. Or maybe that's more the falling from heights that I'm not okay with.
Yeah, right.
But apart from that, everything else should be fine. It's a great cause. It's a beautiful day. And look, I really can't wait to do it. I think it's going to be quite exciting.
Awesome. Would you say your arms are heavy? You know, are you feeling any sweat in your palms, that sort of thing?
Knees weak.
I'm not feeling anything at the moment.
He's just like, get me off this building.
I have checked out where the bathrooms are for a little nervous before I go.
Yeah. Nothing like a nervous pee to relax you. Let's just say good luck to Joel. And, of course, there'll be some updates on our socials, on Facebook, etc. And please donate. Get behind this great cause. It's the Westpac Rescue Helicopter. They do so much for our region. Good luck, Joel.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
And how's this for a feel-good Friday story? Maitland Christian School posted a status a couple of days ago congratulating their Year 6 student, Lisa, who undertook the International Maths Challenge, I do believe it's called, and received 100% for Year 6 Maths.
How do you do that?
You didn't get a single question wrong.
What?
Now,
don't add it up wrong.
Well,
oh,
yeah.
Well,
I'm assuming I've got the right details here because this is mind-boggling stuff. She got 100% with a competition that runs with over 45 countries with students from over 5,500 schools. There were over 35,000 students in this competition, and she got 100%.
Wow.
God
what
bless.
An achievement. Well done to Lisa.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. I mean, the whole of, you know, Maitland should be proud of that.
Pride and joy right there.
Yep.
And that's extraordinary. You know what? There's actually a button here that says sample questions, and I've had a look at them, and I'm not embarrassing any of us this morning. No
yeah,
way, because we wouldn't get it right.
Yeah.
No way.
Oh, good on her. Yeah, everyone should be so proud of her. That's an amazing achievement.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Who said maths is dead?
Nobody.
I don't like it. Not good at it.
Yeah, some people say that, but it's alive and well, and it's, you know, something to strive for. Great problem solving to be learnt from all of that.
New FM.
The Novos.
Novos.
One of my favourite things that I've seen this week, it's coming from Reddit. Yep. I mean, Reddit has some great gold on
front page
on there.
Of the internet.
It should be. So
it
the
is. That's the slogan. It's front page of the internet.
Yeah.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
That's I didn't its, know that. That's its there we go. Like, phrase.
We're all learning.
Exactly.
I'm learning. Okay, so a part of the local Newcastle page on Reddit, there's always a gem or two in there worth of posts. And something really wholesome popped up and it said, this is an important post. I love Newcastle. That's all. It's a pretty cool little city. And absolutely, they're correct. It is great.
That is wholesome.
Yeah. I mean, yes. However, the comments are hilarious. So pretty much everyone who has gone on to comment this, over 40 different things, they're trying to, I guess, go the opposite way. They're trying to deter anyone who's from outer Newcastle, so it's Sydney way, trying to deter them from coming here.
To move, yes. Basically. They're trying to stop people moving here because there's, I guess, a general feeling that, you know, house prices have gone up, everything's gotten more busy, all of that sort of stuff. And it may be, I guess, detracting from our little piece of paradise.
It's
here.
Not that great. Stay where you are. You don't want to come here. You don't want to come here.
And you're exactly on the money. That's exactly what people are doing. So I'm going to go through a couple of examples that people have given. They're hilarious. First of all, top comment. I don't know, man. I've heard there's a disease here that targets people from Sydney, making them lose their hair and their skin sag like a hairless cat. That's the first one. But yeah.
Creative. Fun.
My favourite one is, Newcastle is the worst city on earth, completely uninhabitable. It's basically the dark place from The Lion King where the hyenas live. Don't come here, you'll end up being killed to death by Big Dog.
Oh, that's creative. I'll give him that.
Look, Novocastrians are famously smart.
Yep, that is very true.
If you read these online, though, would you go, hang on, I don't want to live there? Or would you go, that sounds interesting.
I'm a curious person, so I think I would want to go and see, but maybe it puts a few people off. You know, maybe it does. Maybe it is doing its work.
But the thing is, though, I think they need to get even more creative. Like, put some more incentives in place to shut them out. For example, like, I would do, don't come here. We ban booze after 6 p.m. and clubs shut by 9. Nobody would come here for any entertainment.
Yeah, fair.
That's true.
That's what they do in Sydney.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. Maybe you need to go 8 p.m. Let's just throw them off the scent.
That's right.
Of course, none of that's true.
No.
Okay, what about yourself, Scott? Have you got any that come to mind?
Oh, I've got two. Yep. You jump straight on and say, yeah, the beaches are beautiful, but have you seen the cost of sunscreen? Is it worth the skin cancer?
Wow.
No,
yeah,
it's
you've
not.
Got to stay away.
Yeah, stay away. Stay in your suburbs. Yeah. You don't want to live in a beachside community.
No,
you don't.
It's harder than you think. And that sort of stuff.
And the second one is if you usually use as an excuse, which again we're all known to, sorry, traffic. You can't use that in Newcastle.
Yeah.
You can't. There's a lot less traffic than a lot of parts of the world. If you are a fiend for an excuse, it's not going to fly here.
Okay.
So you have to be punctual. If you're not punctual, Newcastle's not the place to you because you will get anywhere in 20 minutes.
That is so true. Here's one that I use. If I suspect someone might be thinking of moving up here to buy a house or something, I always go, look, the mosquitoes are so bad that we've built a giant statue to them in Hexham.
A shrine to their god.
And if we don't polish it every year, they come back even worse. And it's looking a bit dirty. So just a heads up, just avoid. Unless you want to use all of your savings on rid. It's a no good. Stay away. Anything to keep our house prices down, right? It's the way to go.
UFM. The Novos.
We're pretty much done today for your Feel Good Friday. Mm-hmm. What about your plans for the weekend, Ari? What have you got going on?
I'm probably going to go out tonight, actually. I might stop by the Nui Hotel. I've been invited out by some of my mates, so that'll be great.
Fantastic.
Have a boogie.
How good's that? We've got to give away a prize as well.
We do.
That goes to Sophie from Fletcher. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. You've got yourself $60 to spend at the Dell.
And don't forget, Joel is doing the Leader's Leap today.
That's right. Down the Crown Plaza at Terrigal, all raising money for the Westpac Rescue Helicopter. Such a good cause. If you can, please get on there and donate. They do so much for our region. Everyone knows how important they are.
Absolutely.
Every small amount counts to add up. Over 40,000 raised so far.
$44,000 raised so far. Joel himself has raised over $2,700. Absolutely phenomenal. There's a link on the NewFM Facebook page if you want to go and donate. If you can donate, anything big or small, greatly appreciated for such a worthwhile cause.
Certainly is. Have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll see you on Monday.
See ya.
Bye. Woo!
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.